Okay, Anoush, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, is this all like your mom?
More my mom than my dad, yeah.
Yeah, he's fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This situation?
No, it's not about that.
No? Okay.
I'm happy to say what it's about. It's not a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it won't be thrilling for my mom to hear, but I thought it would be therapeutic to do it. Here, we can all tap it out. I'm upset and angry because I feel like no matter what I do in my life, no matter how much I transform, they always listen to me as I'm just completely self-absorbed and self-centered and I don't care about them, which is completely not the case in my opinion, but it's very angering for me.
Okay. Gee, can we all relate a little bit? And I'm a mother. Okay. All right, so... Ooh. Boy, that's starting to feel better already, actually. Oh, I'm like, oh, this is good. Look at that, no worries. All right, ready? Even though.
Even though.
They just can't see me.
They just can't see me.
And they can't hear me.
And they can't hear me.
They hear the words.
They hear the words.
And it must be in a different language.
It must be in a different language.
Because the truth is.
Because the truth is.
We're not communicating.
We're not communicating.
They're not getting.
They're not getting.
Me.
Me.
And it deeply hurts me.
And it deeply hurts me.
And I want to know peace anyway.
And I want to know peace anyway.
Even though.
Even though.
They don't get it.
They don't get it.
They don't get me.
They don't get me.
And that is so painful.
And that's so painful.
And it's so lonely.
And it's so lonely.
And I feel all this anger.
And I feel all this anger.
And I'd like to be 2 years old again.
And I'd like to be 2 years old again.
And throw a true tantrum.
And throw a true tantrum.
But the truth is.
But the truth is.
That doesn't even work.
That doesn't even work.
This old history.
This old history.
This relationship.
This relationship.
Where they can only see.
Where they can only see.
Through a parent's eyes.
Through a parent's eyes.
And I can only see.
And I can only see.
Through a child's eyes.
Through a child's eyes.
I want to be open to the possibility.
I want to be open to the possibility.
But this goofy tabby.
But this goofy tabby.
With a room full of people.
With a room full of people.
Could allow.
Could allow.
A shift for us both.
A shift for us both.
All this anger and frustration.
All this anger and frustration.
Not just mine.
Not just mine.
But theirs.
But theirs.
I resent it.
I resent it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I want to deny it.
I want to deny it.
When people don't get me.
When people don't get me.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Besides my parents.
Besides my parents.
Colleagues.
Colleagues.
Friends.
Friends.
Who just don't get it.
Who just don't get it.
And don't let me prove to them.
And don't let me prove to them.
That I'm right.
That I'm right.
That where I came from.
That where I came from.
They only can see.
They only can see.
From their perspective.
From their perspective.
They can only see.
They can only see.
From their conceptual habits.
From their conceptual habits.
And I don't like it.
And I don't like it.
It's like living in two realities.
It's like living in two realities.
And mine's right.
And mine's right.
And theirs is wrong.
And theirs is wrong.
And it makes me so angry.
And it makes me so angry.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could know peace anyway.
If I could know peace anyway.
I'm really frustrated.
And I'm really frustrated.
That they can't get me.
That they can't get me.
I want to forgive them anyway.
I want to forgive them anyway.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
I really want to forgive them.
I really want to forgive them.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
This anger.
This anger.
Actually feels good sometimes.
Actually feels good sometimes.
Because it reminds me.
Because it reminds me.
That I am separate.
That I am separate.
And their story.
And their story.
Is not my story.
Is not my story.
And now I want peace.
And now I want peace.
Anyway.
Anyway.
The truth is.
The truth is.
I don't know if it can change.
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 They want me to speak.
They want me to speak.
Their language.
Their language.
They want me to see.
They want me to see.
Their perspective.
Their perspective.
And I just as strongly.
And I just as strongly.
Want to pull them.
Want to pull them.
Into my reality.
Into my reality.
And it is sad.
And
wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could let go.
If I could let go.
Of all this anger.
Of all this anger.
All this frustration.
All this frustration.
And be at peace.
And be at peace.
Because the truth is.
Because the truth is.
Nothing can change.
Nothing can change.
The deep bond.
The deep bond.
That we share.
That we share.
Nothing can change.
Nothing can change.
How I really feel.
How I really feel.
About these people.
About these people.
And how I feel.
And how I feel.
About myself.
About myself.
And
And I deeply.
And completely. Want to love and accept myself. And all my frustrations.
Anyway.
Is there any specific memories coming up for you?
As in, like, something that happened 2 days ago?
Okay. Do you want to give us a recap, a short recap?
It actually has to do with you.
Oh.
I was.
So I want a recap.
No, I mean, I was trying to schedule a session for my mom with you, because I'm always the go-between, right? Like they don't do anything, so I'm doing it. And I said, Mom, I scheduled it for 2 o'clock Sunday. And she started kind of like, well, why 2 o'clock Sunday? And I'm like, well, I don't know. You had the day open, so I figured 2 o'clock Sunday's fine. Well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Why couldn't we do it in the morning? And then she made this quip like, well, you're always looking for your convenience anyway. I'm like, oh, yeah? You know, thanks a lot. It's like nothing I've ever done for them matters, no matter how much I think of them or love them. They don't get it. But, oh, I'm always looking for my convenience. And that's why I scheduled that, too. So that pissed me off. And I've been ticked off the last several days. I'm being totally open about it. And that's what it is. And it's not just that incident, it just brought up all the other incidents, you know? So that's what it is, the most recent one.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, even though. I'm a darn man.
And I deserve to be mad.
And I'm completely self-righteous.
In my anger.
And it feels much better.
Than feeling powerless.
And I don't know how.
The words they speak.
Can take away.
All my power.
I desire, I intend
to revoke the permission I've given
for the way they say things
to affect me.
I'm sick and tired
of giving away
my power.
They speak.
Their language. Which only reflects.
How they feel.
It's not my reality.
I feel like they can't see it.
They can't appreciate me.
They don't see my good points.
And darn it.
They're supposed to.
I wonder why they're supposed to.
I need them.
To approve.
To be impressed.
To be appreciative.
And it's really funny.
Because all the things I do for them.
I do because of the way I feel.
Not because I need anything.
Or maybe I do.
I still want their approval.
I want it.
In their tone.
In their choice of words.
In their expression.
And I may never get it.
I'm determined to get it.
I may never get it.
I want to know peace anyway.
No, I don't.
I want to be so mad.
It makes things change.
This old feeling.
Of not getting what I want.
Not getting what I need.
From the people.
That are the most important to me.
All these triggers.
I'd like to forgive.
My parents.
Their parents before them.
I'd like to forgive.
All my teachers.
All my family.
All my peers.
All my friends.
Anyone and everyone.
Who's never been able to see.
What a wonderful person I am.
I want to forgive.
Everyone.
Who hasn't been able to see.
Who I really am.
What I really intend.
How much I truly give.
I want to forgive them all.
And I'd like to ask for forgiveness.
For all the people.
That I forget to see.
That I forget to look.
Beyond what they speak.
And see who they truly are.
And see who they truly are. It can be so messy being human.
Our language.
Our tone. Our expressions.
We assume so much.
I always believed.
There's something lacking.
In them.
My perception.
That I'm being underappreciated.
Attacked.
And judged.
I'd really like to let that go now.
People speak.
From wherever they are.
Add a little frustration and fear.
And it always comes out wrong.
This need to be defensive.
I really want to let it go.
I'm a good God. I do nice things.
Sometimes too much.
I want to forgive myself.
For needing approval.
Outside of myself.
I want to forgive myself.
For judging another person.
Attitude.
Words.
Expressions.
And making it about me.
It's not about me.
It's about where they're coming from.
Parents.
Feel huge responsibility.
And they feel that so much reflects on them.
I wonder if there's fear there.
Responsibility.
Pressure.
And it all comes out.
Unpleasantly.
To my ears.
What if I could hear?
Without any of that.
Without any old story.
I want to listen.
From myself.
I want to do.
What I want to do.
Because it makes me feel good.
Not because they're going to act differently.
I want to be in alignment.
With me.
This need.
To have family.
To have friends.
Recognize who I am.
No longer serves me.
This need.
For approval.
Acceptance.
And appreciation.
No longer serves me.
It's nice when I get it.
But wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I could be in alignment.
With myself.
At all times.
No matter what they say.
No matter how they act.
No matter what they don't say.
I want to be responsible.
Fully, completely.
Responsible.
For everything I do.
With or without.
Their approval.
Their recognition.
Their contribution.
They're going to say what they say.
I should be used to it by now.
And since they're not going to change.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I could find my way.
To be in alignment.
With me.
The truth is.
I want to take care of my mom. And
sometimes that doesn't work out.
And she wants to take care of me.
And sometimes that really doesn't work out.
I want to remember that what I do
comes from my heart.
I do it to feel better.
Not to receive.
Recognition.
Approval.
I do it to receive.
What I get from it.
Not acceptance.
Even though all I've ever been taught
is about what is reflected back to me.
And that served me.
In school.
In my family.
But the truth is,
I'm not a child anymore.
I don't need
To respond
to someone's disapproval.
To learn how to function
in society.
In society. That's how people teach.
That's how people teach.
Teachers.
Teachers.
Parents.
Parents.
That's how they've always taught.
That's how they've always taught.
They show disapproval.
They show disapproval.
They teach guilt.
They teach guilt.
Shame.
Shame.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
To get us.
To get us.
To fit into society.
To fit into society.
In this way of learning.
In this way of learning.
No longer serves me.
No longer serves me.
So wouldn't it be nice?
So wouldn't it be nice?
If I could let them be them.
If I could let them be them.
And enjoy loving them.
And enjoy loving them.
Anyway.
Anyway.
And wouldn't it be nice?
And wouldn't it be nice?
If I could only offer to do.
If I could only offer to do.
Those things I enjoy doing.
Those things I enjoy doing.
No matter how it comes back to me.
No matter how it comes back to me.
I want to be... Oh. I want to be.
I want to be
the boss of me.
The boss of me.
Even though.
Even though.
As humans.
As humans.
All our mentors and teachers.
All our mentors and teachers.
Have used shame.
Have used shame.
Guilt.
Guilt.
And disappointment.
And disappointment.
To teach us how to fit into society.
To teach us how to fit into society.
And I bought into the story.
And I bought into the story.
I want to let it go now. This earth is changing.
This earth is changing.
We no longer need fear.
We no longer need fear.
To survive.
To survive.
Everything's changing.
Everything's changing.
I want to be in alignment with me.
I want to be in alignment with me.
And let them be.
And let them be.
Whoever they are.
Whoever they are.
They come from a different heritage.
They come from a different heritage.
A different life experience.
A different life experience.
A different culture.
A different culture.
They did not,
experience
everything I've experienced,
in
my lifetime.
In my lifetime.
Their lifetime is different.
Their lifetime is different.
Even if it's people,
even if it's people
of the same age,
of the same age,
they don't have my experiences.
They don't have my experiences.
They won't have my perspective.
They won't have my perspective.
I want to be in alignment.
I want to be in alignment
with me.
With me.
I want to be the boss of me.
I want to be the boss of me.
I don't care what they say.
I don't care what they say.
I don't need them to feel.
I don't need them to feel
a certain way.
A certain way
to choose what I do.
To choose what I do.
I'm choosing to be fully responsible.
Completely responsible.
Completely responsible.
Completely responsible.
Totally responsible.
Totally responsible.
For what I choose to do.
For what I choose to do.
And I deeply.
And I deeply.
And completely.
And completely.
Want to love and accept myself.
Want to love and accept myself.
Right where I am.
Right where I am.
Okay. A deep breath. Besides melting into the chair, how do you feel?
I've been better.
Okay. Any pieces coming up for you?
This is a thought for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Anything stuck or just
moving? No, I feel like it's moving. Yeah, I don't feel anything stuck.
And you see that? That's how we've been taught our entire lives. Every teacher says, oh, you, or parents too, they'll say, you're giving me a headache. You're making me crazy. You know, you're stressing me out. So what do we grow up as small humans believing? Oh, I'm responsible for how they feel, and they're responsible for how I feel. Not true. Not true at all. And, you know, I get a lot of, because I am a parent, it's like when the kids were in the car, this happened kind of recently, somebody, like, I don't know, did something screwed up the freeway. And I'm like, Mom, what's the horn? And I'm like, well, no, you know, I don't really feel bad. And they're like, well, it should make you mad. I'm like, why would I let them be the boss of me? But is that not what we've been taught as a society? But, you know, when the younger brother torments the older brother, or vice versa, I'm always like, why do you give them all that power of your emotions? The minute you get upset, it's just a big fly say, I'm an easy target, go for it. I said, if you don't get upset, they'll be bored with you. So, you know, but can you see how pervasive that is in our society? So, yes, we want to own our own emotions and our own actions.
Yeah, I do. Do you?
I feel real. I'm all. Yeah, I feel great.
No, I mean, you don't feel the.
A little bit of anxiety there.
A little bit still.
Yeah, but I think that's more. Okay, one more quick round. Ready?
Even though
it is true.
It is true.
It's unusual circumstances.
It's unusual circumstances.
And all of us.
And all of us.
Are stressed out.
Are stressed out.
And shocked.
And shocked.
And hopeful.
And hopeful.
And scared.
And scared.
And positive.
And positive.
And afraid.
And afraid.
It is an unusual time.
It is an unusual time.
And I am more sensitive.
and I am more sensitive.
And so are they.
And so are they.
This is really happening to my family.
This is really happening to my family.
And it is a surprise.
And it is a surprise.
I want to be at peace anyway. All this anxiety.
All this anxiety.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
All this chaotic emotion.
All this chaotic emotion.
I want to love and accept myself.
I want to love and accept myself.
With kindness and compassion.
With kindness and compassion.
It is an unusual time.
It is an unusual time.
It is an intense time. Things are going to push my buttons. This really is happening.
This really is happening.
To my family.
To my family.
We're right in the thick of it.
We're right in the thick of it.
I want to love and accept myself.
I want to love and accept myself.
With kindness and compassion.
With kindness and compassion.
This is really happening.
This is really happening.
I want to be at peace.
I want to be at peace.
In my body.
In my body.
Anywhere.
Anyway.
This nervousness.
This
anxiety.
This anxiety.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
In my core.
In my core.
It's so much easier.
It's so much easier.
To stay angry.
To stay angry.
And feel this powerlessness.
And feel this powerlessness.
Cancer does that.
Cancer does that.
Knocks your feet out from under you.
Knocks your feet out from under you.
And leaves you feeling powerless.
And leaves you feeling powerless.
Having to depend.
Having to depend.
On so many other people.
On so many other people.
And not really being able.
And not really being able.
To make a difference.
To make a difference.
This powerlessness.
This powerlessness.
This fear.
This fear.
This anxiety.
This anxiety.
In my stomach.
In my stomach.
In my core.
In my core.
In my nervous system.
In my nervous system.
I'm doing the very best I can.
I'm doing the very best I can.
And I want to love and accept myself.
And I want to love and accept myself.
With kindness.
With kindness.
And compassion.
And compassion.
And patience.
And patience.
I am enough.
I am enough.
It is a hard time.
It is a hard time.
I am safe.
I am safe.
It is a frightening time.
It is a frightening time.
I am safe.
I am safe.
I deeply. And completely.
And completely.
Want to trust myself.
Want to trust myself.
I want to accept.
I want to accept.
All this emotional chaos.
All this emotional chaos.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
All this emotional chaos.
All this emotional chaos.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
This need.
This need.
To stay positive.
To stay positive.
To feel good.
To feel good.
It's a lot of pressure.
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 I am a good son.
I am a good son.
I am a good friend.
I am a good friend.
I am.
I am.
Doing the best I can.
Doing the best I can.
I am enough.
I am enough.
There is enough.
There is enough.
I am enough.
I am enough.
Okay, take a deep breath.